Hi, this is Scott with Android Guys. I'm sitting here with Luke.
Hello.
Luke, let's talk a little bit about Credo Mobile.
Okay.
And let's talk more specifically about their phone selection.
Sure.
Its phone selection. We've profiled a number of carriers over the last few months talking about MVNOs, prepaid carriers, and helping listeners get a better understanding as to who some of these brands are that they've seen.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people are familiar with T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, but we're seeing more and more advertising commercials and just general awareness of things like Mint Mobile,
right,
Boost, Visible. So what we've tried to do is educate our listeners on who some of these carriers are.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, there is, you know, a question that we'll usually get to is, does this carrier provide its own phones?
Right.
And that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Some carriers, it's strictly bring your phone to us and, you know, we will provide the service.
Right.
Credo Mobile is a carrier who does provide phones.
Yep.
However, they don't have a ton of them.
No.
To choose from. And looking at the selection, what we tend to do is distill things down into select user types instead of saying, hey, what's the best phone at a carrier? You know, when we get that question, we start to qualify who the person is.
Yeah. Like, so there's a lot of best phones for different situations. So it's what's the best for what you need to do. Are you a person that needs a really nice camera, or do you need, you know, a very fast processor? You're trying to do a lot of gaming on your phone, or do you need a phone that's going to be able to last a day or two? Or do you really care about high-speed data? Are you downloading a lot of things on your phone? Or so those are the type of questions we ask. And as we get to those questions, as we start to uncover, there's kind of three main categories that people fall into. There's the entry level, the person that just, hey, I need to make calls, I need to do texts, I want to be able to surf the web, but I don't really need the best camera. I'm not really worried about wireless charging or sharing that charge with another device, or you know, all of these extra kind of features. I just want my phone to be a phone.
Yep.
I want a phone that's good, that's going to last me a little bit, but I don't really want to break the bank. I'm not really looking to spend a whole lot of money. That's our entry level. And then you have the flagship, which is the best of the best. I want the best phone that this carrier offers. I want the latest technology. I want the best technology. I don't really care what it costs. I just want the coolest device. And then right in the middle is kind of our all around, which is the person that is, I want some cool features, but I don't want to spend a ton of money, but I recognize that good features do cost money. So I'm okay spending a little bit, but I really want just a good phone that has features that are going to do what I need to do and not going to break the bank. Mm-hmm. And that's our all around. So we broke it down in the different offerings that Credo has. Like Scott said, there's not a lot, but we came down to three that fit that entry level, all around, and flagship.
So these all come from the same manufacturer.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, just because we're doing best Android phones.
Right.
So we're automatically kind of excluding any type of iPhone.
Yeah.
But that's not to say you shouldn't consider that.
Sure.
But our questions that we get are, you know, what we were Android guys, so we're going to talk about the Android side of things.
Right.
So that kind of restricts some of the selection.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about new phones, any type of refurbished or certified used phones. We're talking specifically new.
Right.
And as it turns out, all three of these come from Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also worth pointing out that if you look at Credo Mobile's website and you check them out, they are a 4G carrier.
Right.
But these phones do have support for 5G.
Right.
So that's not, you're not going to get the 5G coverage.
Yeah, it's interesting because they do not have 5G coverage. They don't have 5G support, mm-hmm. but they do advertise the phones, you know, with the 5G tag in the description.
Yeah.
So that is an interesting thing. So that's a good note for people listening. If you are going with Credo, or if you have Credo and you see a 5G phone, you just won't have that.
Mm-hmm. So we will try to name these models without the 5G, but just know that if you're looking them up, you'll often see this model or these models with 5G in their name.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with entry level.
Yeah. So entry level is going to be the Samsung Galaxy A42 5G. This is a really good phone for the entry level. And now, most of the time with MVNOs or other carriers, we see the entry level, and that usually falls in at a lower price point than this. This one comes in at $399.
Yeah.
And they do offer an installment plan. So if you want to go that route, there is that option. But this one comes in at $399. And for the $399, you're going to get a phone. It's a 6.6 inch display.
Mm-hmm.
It's got IP68 water and dust resistance. It's going to have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 5.0, you know, mobile hotspot capability. Mm-hmm. A lot of these common things that you're going to have in a smartphone. It does have multiple cameras on the back.
Yep.
It does have a nice front-facing camera, too.
Mm-hmm. Can record 4K video.
Yep.
If you're shooting that.
128 gigs internal memory with a 5,000 milliamp battery with 15-watt fast charge.
So that's really a fairly hefty battery.
Yeah.
And with fast wireless charging,
yep,
that's a nice touch.
Yeah. So a lot of the times, this phone would probably fit in that kind of all-around category, yeah. Almost.
It just so happens that this is on the lower end of Android phones at Credo.
Right.
So it may sound like feature-wise on here, like, oh, I don't really need that. Well, as it turns out, I mean, you can bring a phone to Credo.
Yep.
But if you're buying them a device from them, you know, the A42 is going to be kind of where things start.
Right.
Especially with Samsung or Android phones. So, yeah, that's a fairly respectable phone. Decent sized screen, decent performance,
mm-hmm.
pretty current version of software.
Right.
I would say battery, based off of an entry level user, you're looking at probably 2 days of usage.
Right.
Before you have to really charge that thing up.
Right.
So yeah, that's the Samsung Galaxy A42. Let's go to kind of the middle of the pack, or
sure.
Find the all around value.
Mm-hmm.
And again, qualifying based off of what is at Credo.
Right.
So what would you say, or what did we determine to be the best kind of all-around performance?
Right. So the best all-around is going to be the Samsung Galaxy S22. So this is Samsung's latest version in the Galaxy series, the S22. They come out with, you know, last year was the S21, this year the S22. Next year, I'm guessing it's going to be the S23, but we'll see. And this phone, it's running Android 12, so the mm-hmm. most current version of Android, and it's going to get you a 6.1-inch screen.
Yeah.
High-resolution screen. It is also IP68 water and dust resistance. It does have 5G capability. Mm-hmm. Again, it's only going to run 4G on Credo. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 5.0. It's got multiple cameras on the back, front-facing mm-hmm. camera.
Fingerprint reader in the display.
Right.
Ultrasonic.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Android 12. It's the more current version of Android, but it's also one of the phones that Samsung pledges support for multiple years.
Right.
So this phone and the next one we'll talk about, these are going to get, you know, 4 years of major software updates.
Right.
Where some phone makers do not promise that.
Right.
So up to 5 years of security updates, multiple versions of Android. This is, you know, a phone that you're not only getting today is powerful, but also supported down the road.
Right.
For, you know, malware or bug fixes and things like that.
Yeah. And then the only other thing to say to round this out, it's going to have a 3,700 milliamp battery. Mm-hmm. So slightly smaller than the A53. But that also had, or A42, I'm sorry. It also has wireless charging and power mm-hmm. sharing. So you're going to be able to charge up some headphones or something like that if you want. And this one comes in at $799, again, with installment plan available if you want to go that route.
Yeah. So that's the 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's push a little bit further down.
Sure.
And see if there's more phone that can be had.
Yeah.
And or what is the most phone that can be had Android-wise right. at Credo?
So the best phone, the flagship phone for Credo, is going to be the S22, but is the Ultra version.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, again, in the S22 line, but this is all the bells and whistles. It's a bigger phone. It's going to mm-hmm. be a 6.8-inch screen. Again, water and dust resistant, 5G capable. It's got everything, but it also has a 5,000 milliamp battery.
Yep.
And it has the S Pen, which is a stylus. So mm-hmm. if you want to do any kind of note-taking or marking up photos or things like that, it's going to have support for that. It still has the wireless charging and the power share.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little. It's got some better cameras.
Yeah, so we go from like a 50 megapixel to 108 megapixel.
Right, and the ability to record 8K video
yeah.
with image stabilization. So this is, you know, you still have that in-screen fingerprint reader. Mm-hmm. You have face recognition. It is kind of everything that is available in a mobile phone.
Yeah.
In one package. It is the best of the best as of, you know, summer 2022.
Yeah. If you're buying your phone direct from the manufacturer or trying to consider, you know, what are your options for some of the best phones available,
mm-hmm.
this phone's going to be in that discussion.
Yep.
You're going to look at this and figure out, okay, so what is this other phone missing?
Right.
Because for most people, this is going to have all of the features.
Yep.
Super high resolution screen, buttery smooth refresh rate,
mm-hmm.
you know, incredible zoom on the camera.
Yeah.
Like if it has something, it has all of things.
Right.
It's, so the Galaxy S22 Ultra is our pick for the flagship or top of the line phone.
And that's going to come in at $1,200.
Yep. Which is the same price if you were to buy it outright.
Yeah.
So it, depending on if you're buying it and putting it on a credit card or financing it through, say, Best Buy or somebody, mm-hmm. you know, price-wise, this is just as competitive.
Right.
So those are our picks for Credo. Now, there are some other phones to choose from. Obviously, there's some Apple models,
mm-hmm.
and they're compatible with other devices, too.
Right.
So if you have a handset and you're like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stick with the one I have.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of the service, the plans. You can bring your phone there. You can check to make sure that it's compatible with that. There are, you know, plenty of options out there.
Yeah.
Now, these are the picks for summer 2022 through Credo Mobile. So if you have any feedback or questions, or if you think there's a different phone that we should have selected, we'd love to hear from you. Other than that, we appreciate you checking us out.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.